Residents of Thorne Bay are getting a little tired of frequent cell phone and internet outages that they say are caused by aging equipment.
Cellular service in Thorne Bay is basically limited to ACS. ACS shares a tower in Thorne Bay with AT&T. For some reason, in the last several years, the equipment continues to fail in this tower. The result is the citizens of Thorne Bay basically have no cell service or internet service if you are on wireless. And with this day and age, that's a good share of people, including the city's emergency services.
That's Wayne Brenner, the city administrator for Thorne Bay. He says the outages are not only frequent, they last a long time, from 24 hours up to 3 days.
It's getting people here very, very upset that the old obsolete equipment that's here, both AT&T and ACS continue to let it just deteriorate, and the people here in town get penalized for it.
Heather Cavanaugh, an ACS spokeswoman, did not respond to requests for a telephone interview on the topic. In an email, she wrote that the recent outage on February 28th was due to microwave errors with a third-party vendor. The company restored service after just shy of 24 hours. In her email, Cavanaugh writes that Alaska Communication Systems is committed to providing the highest level of service to Alaskans, and the company thanks the citizens of Thorne Bay for their patience. Patience might not be the right word, though.
We are very, very frustrated because it's a huge impact to our economic development. I mean, people here need to have cell service, need to have, and they come, need to do business. They need to be able to do it with phones, and you can't carry your landline with you anymore. And like everybody knows, landlines are kind of a dinosaur becoming obsolete.
Brenner says Thorne Bay officials and the Prince of Wales Island Community Advisory Committee are talking with state lawmakers about the issue, focusing on public safety through adequate communication for emergency response services. He adds that Southeast Conference also is addressing the issue.
And all we want is service, and that's all we're after. We're not trying to point fingers at anybody. We're not trying to cause any problems. We just want to be able to have service. You know, and we understand things go up and down, but it's just, we need to have good internet service. I mean, back in the old logging days, I guess that was fine, but this is a different world today, so.
Alaska Power and Telephone's Director of Internet Services, Bryant Smith, said he has talked with ACS representatives and knows they take the service issue in Thorne Bay seriously. He notes that ACS's merger with GCI to form the Alaska Wireless Network means the business is changing. He believes it's possible that new equipment needed to solve this issue will be available sometime in the near future. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.